From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Straits of Florida, bringing its winds and rain to bear on the Florida Keys, now a Category 4 storm. Irma's nearly 210 kilometer per hour winds and associated storm surge are expected to bring devastation to parts of the state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Irma is expected to make landfall during the early morning hours this Sunday, first crossing the Florida Keys before tracking up the western coast of the state. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
And U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the American people about the storm.
In times such as these, we see the strength and the resolve of the American spirit, and we see the kindness and courage of our people. With gratitude for our first responders and prayers for those in the storm's path, America stands united, and I mean totally united.
And citing the expected impact of Hurricane Irma, which comes on the heels of Hurricane Harvey's destruction in Texas just 2 weeks ago, Mr. Trump said he would ask the Republican-controlled Congress to speed up efforts to overhaul the U.S. tax code. North Korea marked the 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. The South Korean government said it was closely monitoring activity in the north as speculation mounted about another missile launch that could be connected to the commemoration of the establishment of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. This is VOA News. YouTube is citing violation of community guidelines as a reason to remove the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. It said this account has been terminated for violating YouTube's community guidelines. The video-sharing website did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel had been removed Friday. According to media reports, revenue generated from advertising on the account, however, may have violated U.S. trade sanctions, resulting in the suspension. Pope Francis continued his trip around Colombia Saturday in the city of Medellin, where he held a mass with an expected attendance of as many as 1 million people. Francis's trip to Medellin hit a slight snag Saturday as heavy rains forced him to alter his travel arrangements into the city. He originally was scheduled to take a helicopter from the airport to the mass, but opted instead to drive out of the Andes, which slightly delayed the mass. For the first time in more than 30 years, thousands of residents and fans watched a nighttime football match in Mogadishu, the capital city often described as the world's most dangerous. Thousands of fans enjoyed the event at Kona Stadium, which recently was renovated by the international soccer organization FIFA. Although the match, the final of a citywide club tournament for 16 to 18-year-olds, took place under tight security, it was historic for the city, which has dealt with terrorist suicide bombings, anarchy, and death. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim.
And fighters from the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month. And it led to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. In a statement Saturday, the group did encourage aid groups to resume their humanitarian assistance to all victims of the humanitarian crisis. The Saudi king and Russia's foreign minister have met in Saudi Arabia ahead of a possible visit by the monarch to Russia next month. Saudi Arabia's state news agency says the king and Russian foreign minister on Sunday discussed the war in Syria and an Arab diplomatic crisis with Qatar. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.